Welcome back to Not Fast, Just Furious. I'm Zach O'Mara. I'm here with Travis Kramer. Jay's not with us today. He's on some vacay. Let's get into it.
What was that?
I think Rocco's like terrorizing some stuff right now.
Hey, buddy, come here.
No, it's fine.
That's good. Reason why it's like that, because, I mean, if you're seeing on YouTube right now, we are in a new area. We're in what we call the dwelling. We are in a finished house.
Not really a dwelling anymore. He can live here now.
He can live here. I know that's what we're going to be doing later on, probably this entire week.
Come on, buddy.
Living here. As we got our...
I got my buddy. Oh, I just hit him in the nose. Screaming guy.
We're in the dwelling now. This is where we're going to be... doing the podcast from here on out. It's very accessible, and Rocco is a badass.
He's such a pain in the ass.
Yeah,
dude.
So
it's just how he is 24/7.
Which is awesome. Which is, I mean, it's always good. You know, he's gonna be
Ricky Billy. Yeah.
So we had the Royal Rumble watch along we just had. So that was great. If you haven't watched that, I mean, it's gonna be podcasted, of course, and it's also gonna be on YouTube forever. But boys, the week was good.
Week.
Thursday was awesome, of course.
Oh, yeah. Thursdays always are.
Thursdays at the ward are the best times to be out there.
God, dude, that's the worst I felt in a long time when I woke up that day, though.
That's right, yeah, because your birthday is this week.
Yeah, Monday.
And you raged on Thursday, you raged on Friday, you raged on Saturday.
I didn't rage Friday.
You're raging on Sunday.
I didn't rage Friday.
Friday was pretty laid back.
Yeah, Friday
was very chill night. I was very tired on Friday. But yeah, no, Trev, you got any birthday wishes that you want coming up for this entire, your as you enter into your Jordan years?
I mean, I don't really want to get older. It just kind of sucks now. But, I mean, I haven't thought this far ahead. I don't really have any wishes. I don't know.
I mean, you moved into your house?
That's all I was worried about, is I wanted to move into here. And
I'm
pretty much like moving my bed over here away from sleeping over here. I have everything figured out, so... Actually, can't see where the paint's not finished up there, so they think it's done.
No,
so
we already said it's done, bud. You don't need to say that.
Okay. Well, I mean, that's where I'm at with it, so it's a good deal, man.
Oh, Saturday.
I got my puppy right here, so.
Saturday was badass, because we got up early. Well, okay,
early-ish. 9:30 is early for me.
For me, too. We went to Nebraska Furniture Mart, so Trav can get a fridge in his dwelling.
Needed a fridge.
The best thing about Nebraska Furniture Mart,
they sell
though?
Beer there, and you can walk around just...
Literally sell beer. It is ridiculous. It was pretty sweet. Because, like, we walked in and I wanted to get one, which they didn't have Miller, which was odd to me. They had Michelob. But I got a Boulevard Wheat, and I was just kind of like, can we, like, walk around with this? And they were like, yeah. The guy was like, the move is you get it and you go to the massage chairs and hang out a little bit. Buddy, you're about to get real bad. I can tell. You're, like, starting to snarl at me, trying to bite me and shit. And so we just got some beers and walked around and... looked at fridges, got a microwave and a fridge, and came back home and washer and dryer, just getting shit knocked out.
Gosh, the washer and dryer was fucking heavy.
Yeah, that sucked.
That was not a good neighborhood either.
And it is freezing rain here.
Yeah, the weather here is just
all
awful.
It's freezing fucking rain.
It snowed probably an inch and a half, and then it just rained, so now there's just snow and rain, just
mud.
And it's just mud everywhere, so.
But scores, went to Oklahoma Joe's as well.
That was very good.
So good.
Oh, yeah.
Went to Andy's Frozen Custard. Oh, so good. But Saturday was a good day. Saturday was a very good day.
Saturdays and Thursdays are highlights of my week.
I'm going to chase this fucking dog around all night. I want you to know that.
Nah, he's fine. He's right behind me.
He's going to get himself into some shit. All right, but...
gosh, let me check that. My phone likes to shut off at times. This week...
Mark, go to Zach for
we've me. Seen some new things... such as Billy Football want to take on Jose Canseco in a fight.
Which, I mean, this isn't new. This is just something that, I mean, I'm kind of a Barstool guy. I like Barstool Sports, so.
But the hype's coming up this week.
Yeah, like, and the fight is coming up next Friday, coming Friday. And, I mean, I'm kind of a Barstool guy. I do actually enjoy their shows. I mean, I know some people don't, but I like Part of My Take a lot. And, I mean, I actually do like Billy Football, so I'm really looking forward to that. And I kind of think the trash talk's funny, and I think it's a pretty interesting dynamic, and I'm definitely going to watch it.
Well, Jose Canseco... I mean, I know what he did in Major League Baseball. He roided it up. He's even admitted to it. Because he said, hey, everyone else was doing it. So he did it. I wouldn't be surprised if he still has a little bit of that stuff in the system into him to where he's, you know, he's gonna look really good.
Billy Football did the check on him where he like studies people's nipples and stuff to see if they take steroids.
That's an actual thing.
Yeah, Billy Football does it. It's really funny. I don't know how accurate it is, but supposedly he does not take steroids. So,
What's the tale of tape on that? Like, how tall is Billy Football?
Billy Football is like 6'2", 210. Well, no, he was 200 pounds, but he's gained 10 pounds of muscle.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah, he had COVID, and he gained 10 pounds through COVID still. He's kind of a monster, I'm not going to lie.
I wish I could have done that.
Yeah, he gained 10 pounds.
So he's pretty much me right now. So I'm 6'3", but I'm 205.
Oh, I think he's leaner than you, though. Billy's pretty lean. He's really lean. He's a big kid.
Yeah.
He's younger than us. He's like 20. But yeah, he's going to fight Canseco. I think it's going to be a good deal.
A 20-year-old's going to fight a 50-year-old.
Big Cat's going to be the person talking about it. It's gonna be
pretty. He's going to commentate?
Yeah. Big Cat's commentating. And Big Cat's fucking
hilarious. No, okay. Seriously, Big Cat's the only person I like in Barstool.
Oh, I love Big Cat. I like Billy, too. PFT's cool. But
PFT, it gets on my nerves. I'm going to say that. He gets on my nerves. That's a boxing match. A boxing match that got canceled was Floyd Mayweather and Logan Paul.
Yep.
Disappointing.
It's stupid. I think that fight is just ludicrous. But Jake Paul's brother is going to fight Ben Askren. And what I freaking hate about this is that Ben Askren's not a boxer. He's not really a fighter. He's a wrestler. He gets you on the ground, he taps you out. At this point, Jake Paul's just trying to fight anybody that he can. But this is an actual fighter, though. Ben Askren knows what to do inside of a...
No, Ben Askren's a fucking animal.
Oh, yeah. No, he's a huge animal. But, like, let's go back to his Nate Robinson fight where he knocked him out. Nate Robinson's a basketball player. Like, that's what he is. He's not a fighter.
Well, that's what Billy Football's ultimately. He's trying to ultimately fight Jake Paul. So, which I'd love to see.
But Jake Paul wants to fight Conor McGregor, which is stupid.
There's the payday is what he's looking for there. I think he's doing that because he knows McGregor won't fight him. He ain't going to fight nobody.
Like, I can only imagine, though, if McGregor's like, all right, let's do it. Like,
he's going to keep cherry-picking his fights. Which...
Because Conor McGregor looked bad last week. He looked terrible last week during that fight.
Yeah, he's washed.
But so, I mean, if he switches over to boxing, because Conor McGregor went toe for toe with Floyd Mayweather. And like,
he looked a lot better than he should have, honestly.
And so, I mean, if Jake Paul wants to keep running his mouth, McGregor can get to that ring, because that's what McGregor does. He's a fighter. If you get him on the ground, it's game over. Or if you chop his leg down, like what happened last week. Mm-hmm. So, at this point, Jake Paul needs to quit barking up his tree, because Conor McGregor, I know for a fact, could beat his ass. And plus, we already know Jake Paul and Brody are going to fight here soon.
I did see that promo.
That was a good promo. Really good promo. That's supposed to be happening.
Professionally.
I'm hoping in 2022.
We'll see promo? How Brody feels.
Brody versus Jake Paul. That's going to happen at some point. The tail of tape is almost dead even. I think Brody has got the... Brody's got more mass.
Brody has way more mass than Jake Paul. Jake Paul's like 5'8", 160.
If you don't know who Brody is, go back to episode 16. He joined in the last like 10 minutes of it to talk on our questions portion of it. So if that's who we're talking about, Brody.
I'll fight Jake Paul. I'll take the payday.
I'll take that payday
too. I'll get my ass beat. I'll take the payday.
I will get to the point where I will actually train for it, and I'll try to go toe for toe with him. So, I mean, he's pretty much... I don't know how big Jake Paul is.
Why don't we just box then?
Yeah, we should box.
Right? I don't actually... I'm a pussy, bro. I ain't trying to fight like that.
Let's box.
Because last thing I need as a grown man is to go to my fucking desk job with a black eye No.
If we're going to box, we'll get the headgear for it, too.
Pussies. I don't want
to
do that.
I'm not trying to...
Don't be a pussy about it. If you're gonna do it,
we have to do it. I don't know. Let's think about it. Let's think about it.
Let's try to get it out there right now.
Jarrus has two pairs of soccer boppers.
No, it had to be real gloves. Gloves are actually. We were talking about boxing forever. Gloves are actually kind of expensive, but
they are.
Well, they had FC Sports floating around. It was actually.
Yeah, we went there and tried to find that. He's getting in your face and shit,
dude. Hey, Rocco's badass. Yeah, if you you need to, if you're on the podcast version, go to the YouTube channel, our new YouTube channel, not Fast Just Furious. And you get to see our Travis, Rocco.
Rocco's a good boy.
Listen how dense he is.
That boy is very dense. Very, very dense. So, said it last week. We own an NBA 2K franchise. And we kind of set up our roles and everything. Later on this month of February... Because it is... Is it the 31st today? 30th. So, I mean, this is going to come out on the last day of January. I planned on watching the games with you guys. We'll do a live stream with it on our YouTube.
I plan on being a very involved coach.
Yeah, because you got assistant coach. There's the head coach.
Whoa, I didn't agree to that.
You dicks. I was trying to be the assistant to the assistant of the coach.
I might have agreed. Oh, no. You know what it is? I'm going to coach our softball league this team.
Yeah, that's it. That's right. So, we got that coming up. There was a video out that they posted on our, like, our commissioner sent it out to where they're actually using the actual college players.
Oh, they are?
NCAA. That's, cause I watched a little bit of it because I saw Luka Garza on there. He goes to Iowa right now. So we have a good chance of when the draft does come around, which I hope it's in a few weeks, boom, done. The league also expanded to 22 teams, I'm pretty sure. So there's
like, just 22 teams in this?
22 teams in this.
Like no one's cherry-picking double teams? Like it's just 22 separate teams?
Correct.
Holy shit.
So it's grown in size, which is obviously a plus, but it's a lot of work for the commissioner.
Yeah,
but it's gonna be fine. Like once the schedule comes out, things are gonna go as a breeze, and we're also gonna do the live streams, like I said, on YouTube, to where we're gonna be reacting to the game and be like, oh wow, our team sucks. Oh wow, our team's amazing.
No,
our team's
gonna be nice.
Our team's never gonna lose.
Fucker, I'm on my iPad. Leave me alone.
Yeah, we're just. Should we pop the video up and watch it at least?
Right now.
Yeah, might as well.
If you want it, we can.
Let's do it.
Hey, are you connected to the tubes?
Bro, it's slightest. Hold on. Alright, I wanted to test something.
Alright,
hold on. Where's my remote?
Yeah, so yeah, we're still testing things.
Now keep
down
talking.
Here.
I'm not.
Since the dwelling is finished in this room, sort of, we're trying the things out. We got the YouTubes all connected up, trying to at least. I can sync into my.
Alright, what's my the. Phone. What's the thing?
It's unlisted, so I'm about to pair it to your TV.
Get out of how to do all that shit, so that's all you.
Fucking A, bud.
I don't think you can do these with remote, but
we can play Bluetooth devices.
Oh, bro, we ain't gonna figure this shit out.
Gosh, we are.
What's the name of the video?
Look at TV code? It's unlisted, so it's not gonna pop
up. Yeah, you gotta.
You literally have to sign in order for it to pop up.
Might as well just watch it on, like, your phone or something, then. And then
alright, we'll do that.
Because, well, I mean, they're not going to be able to see it anyways, so I guess it's kind of a...
Someone added me back on Snapchat. Hello. Pop it up.
Rocco's going to go bad. Snail's messaging me.
Oh, is Snail trying to... Has he... we're going to talk... Preview, we're going to talk about stocks later.
Stoinks.
So this is the teaser to... Nope, I don't need that.
I need to get on the Wi-Fi on my fucking phone because it's running slow here.
Alright, prospects preview. Oh my gosh. I'm not a freaking dipping robot. Okay, since I'm colorblind, I'm not sure if I
can... Oh no. He wants outside.
So you do that, we're going to keep going. Parking meters.
You want me to go get... Buddy, come here!
There's really not another parking meter.
Dude, I got one earlier. It was like, pick the ones with taxis. There wasn't a single taxi.
Is having trouble with the capture right now.
Yeah, no, that's stupid.
Hey, Rocky's back.
Be a robot.
Traffic lights right cool. Here. I'm not a... Yeah, why would I be a robot? Mountains or hills?
Alright.
Mountains or hills? What the...
But this franchise, I'm looking forward to it. I'm gonna coach the shit out of these boys.
We're an assistant coach.
Rocco's gonna help me.
To my best capacity.
We're gonna take care of it. I think I'm going to go like a Phil Jackson approach to it. I'm going to run a triangle offense with their best player.
Prospects, boys. Road to the... So our prospects...
How long is this video?
It's about 3 minutes. Luka Garza.
No sound?
Apparently there's not.
Oh, so what's highlight? Oh, that's... Is that 2K highlights? Oh,
it, 2K. They made these highlights. So Luka Garza, he goes to Iowa.
Oh, you might turn that down. That's all.
That's true. Didn't think about that. 15 seconds worth. So yeah, Luka Garza, I'm not sure. He's a center. We always want a big center. He's the average is 26 points.
You don't want 29. Size of 2K. You want speed, homie.
You want speed and guys that can shoot. Mm. And Luka Garza can shoot, but he's not the fastest guy.
You got
guy
that strap?
He's got the strap in the corner, bro, as we see the highlight right there.
Bro, I'll fix that jumper.
You can fix that jumper?
Yeah. His elbow angle is all fucked up.
He can dunk too. All right, who's the next guy? Jared Butler out of... Is that Baylor? Yeah, it's Baylor. 6'7". This guy looks like he has the average 21 points per game.
Do we have any players whatsoever, though?
No, he's a point guard.
Do we have players right now?
Right now, we got to draft them all, bud. Got to draft them all.
So how many players are in the scout video?
In this scout video, since it's only 3 minutes, probably about 5.
Didn't really think I just need to look at the roster on like a sheet.
And I'm all mix of sheets. We're going all in. Not Fast, Just Furious team. Owns an NBA 2K franchise. We got to go all in. We have to.
We're not coming to have fun. We're coming to win.
How many people are even on?
I'm playing for keeps.
Got Corey Hispert out of Gonzaga, 6'7".
Oh, he's from Gonzaga, drafting first round. That's your boy.
Why?
Anyone from Gonzaga gets fucking buckets.
Is Hachimura from Gonzaga?
Rui Hachimura?
Yeah.
Syracuse, I believe.
No, I'm pretty sure it's Gonzaga.
Is he? No. No, he's a Gonzaga guy. He's a Gonzaga guy.
That's what I thought. Dude was a boss. They only showed three. Let's keep this one. Let's fast forward this a little bit.
Buddy, you're going to go be bad again, aren't you?
And then we got Cade Cunningham as well. Of Oklahoma State. Rocco wanted me to pet him so bad he had to hit my hand.
Or he will. He'll knock your phone out of your hand. He does this all the time.
He did it again.
He's a little fucker, man.
Yeah, okay, so Cade Cunningham was the last person they showed, I'm pretty sure.
All right.
Out of those three guys, 6'8", he's a small forward, and he also is a point guard. Cade Cunningham might be our guy.
A point guard? Oh, yeah, if you can rent him a point guard and he's 6'8", and he can handle the ball in 2K, he's a killer.
That's probably the best. That's probably the best thing. Gosh, I wish that didn't have that audio, but it's okay. Yeah.
Okay. We're going to run that.
Yeah.
We're going to coach them boys up. Coach shit out of them.
Hell yeah, we will.
All right. This is my favorite thing on the podcast this week. I'm very excited for this. Oh, shit. I'm rusty. Alright, we're going to let Zach, this one's near and dear to him, it was his idea for the Urban Legend this week, so.
Your Urban Legend this week is the free market.
There is none.
Don't.
There is no free market.
Oh, no, not anymore. Not that there ever was.
They're calling for fucking regulations, but.
There is the illusion of one.
The government's involved, and when the government gets involved, everything sucks.
Which I don't understand.
Bunch of bozos.
The real question is, if it's a loosely free market, why are people getting so mad about what happened with GameStop?
Because the rich can get fucked on.
Yeah.
It's about time. Because,
oh, I agree.
Because, I mean, I've seen headlines that say this is a David versus Goliath type thing. Because GameStop, I mean, went from $13 last week.
It went up like almost $500 and something, didn't it?
It went up, I think it went up 1,333%.
Jeez.
That is a lot. You can't hear. I think Rob is living by this door right here.
No, he is. He's pissed off. Oh, he wants to go downstairs, but the door's not propped up. I'll be right back. Keep talking about swings.
So, GameStop went up. The hedge funds of the people, their money went down.
I think there's like $3 billion in losses. I'm not really...
So a lot of people lost a lot of money.
A lot of people who have been abusing the system for a while lost a lot of money to the same way they'd been doing it.
Oh, yeah.
And they were just pissed that it happened to them. Which, it's about time.
I mean, it's about time that you expose the market. Because, I mean, people have already thought that, okay... The stock markets are hokey anyways. It's all gambling. We all know that. It's all gambling.
Fuck, I could watch hedge funds go bankrupt all day.
It's fun to watch because people are losing money. People are getting pissed about it. Which
I didn't get in on GameStop, but I bought a bunch of AMC and I made a little money. Then I bought the Nokia and got fucked because they started regulating it.
Which is stupid.
Yeah.
But I keep playing. I'm a day trader now.
You're a day trader?
I'm a day trader.
Officially a day trader.
I don't keep stocks for more than 36 hours. That's bullshit.
Day and a half trader.
Well, no, sometimes you get them at night, you have to see what they're going to do throughout the day. So
that's true.
Day trading, that and cryptocurrency, Dogecoin has royally fucked me.
Dogecoin went up, and Dogecoin is starting to go back down. It's starting to flatline a little bit. I'm not sure where we're at right now at this point in time.
We're at...
I'm going to look at it right now.
0.029 last I checked. What are we...
But I think...
Honestly, it is at 0.3 flat, pretty basically.
0.3. Okay, it's not bad.
Baby steps.
The thing is, I think it's funny, some of the people are getting pissed because billionaires are losing money. I'm going to play this real quick.
The market's doing what it's doing is people are sitting at home getting the checks from the government, okay? And this fair share is a bullshit concept. It's just a way of attacking wealthy people, and, you know, I think it's inappropriate. We all got to work together and pull together.
So, first off, who the hell cares what you're doing with your own money? Who cares? You can do whatever you want.
Oh, absolutely.
If you want to go spend it all on video games, PC equipment, maybe it's gambling at the casino, or it's in stock markets. Who cares what people are using with their money? and this old white, I'm going to call it, I'm a white person, I can say this, an old white is out there, he's a billionaire, he's like, oh, I lost a lot of money.
A bunch of old life. Pissed off old white
I just want to put it out there, this dude's a billionaire and he has Gen 1 AirPods.
This is true.
That's funny, that's very
like,
funny.
I don't know, he just seems a little out of touch.
And it's just stupid. There's also, there's this one thing, it's
like, I don't know. And like I don't want to get too involved. I don't want to get like too opinionated.
Who gives a crap? Bring it out there. It's a podcast,
like
but...
it's a big thing. And I almost should agree with it where Musk was saying, like, how come you can sell a stock you don't own because you can't sell a car or a house or anything else you don't own? That's why it makes it a rich person's game. And I don't know. Basically, you had a bunch of gamers who banded together and outdid the rich, and then it's
David
a big problem.
No, this is the thing too, because Robinhood, of course, was pulling stuff. I want to play this. I didn't send it to you guys, but. He was on CNN. I know, people may not like CNN, people don't. But Chris Cuomo went after this guy. Went after the CEO of Robinhood. Because, I mean, that's what we use Robinhood. Mm-hmm. I'm going to pull it up real quick.
I'm getting into the weeds. But that's the thing, is that the trust is in question. Because it seems like the only people who are getting hurt were the big shots. And that if they were benefiting from this, your small investors now believe that you wouldn't have shut down the game. And just one thing without getting in the weeds, I hear. You don't control the listing venue for GameStop. Now, I used to work in finance, so I know this stuff, but the audience doesn't need to. The New York Stock Exchange does. So if anybody was going to control the listing and shut it down, it should have been them, but it wasn't. It was you. And the reason that they do it is very limited. They do it because they think there's evidence of fraud, or they think that there needs to be a material disclosure by the company that hasn't been made. And that's done to protect the investor. You check none of those boxes here because you don't control the venue. You didn't know about any information that GameStop or any of these other stocks needed to put out. You don't have any reason to believe there's fraud that you've articulated. And you're certainly not protecting these people who've been living the dream of making money, especially at the expense of the big guys. So why should people believe you did this for the right reasons?
Well, we have no choice. We have to comply with all financial requirements.
And the SEC hasn't said you had to do this.
Exactly.
Well, lots of brokers.
You got paid off. If he said lots of brokers, that's how the comment thing is. This guy got paid off to, hey, you're using this Robinhood app because all the people are using your app. Slow that stuff down.
Yeah.
Like, that's exactly what happened. And that could be a conspiracy theory right there. Because, get it, Robinhood's privately owned business. It's what it is. It's privately owned business that is with the stock market. I bet you that guy got paid off. I'm not going to throw that out there.
Like,
because clearly, Chris Cuomo knew what he was talking about. He pretty much called him out. And you can even tell by his response and saying, yeah, we did. It's just because it's this. It's because of that. Oh, the brokers.
It's like, yeah, I caught red-handed.
Pretty much. So it's good that there's people out there that's like that, that actually call people out, which is good. But the stock market thing is just ridiculous. Like, there's, I don't. At this point for us, since we're fairly new to it, it's going to be hard for us to try to make a pretty penny in this, but it's, I mean, Travis, you're doing well.
I'm doing very well. I'm honestly terrified. I put in $40 of my own money, then made enough, took my 40 out, and I'm up a little bit still. And I'm just waiting because I know it's not sustainable and it's not going to work. At some point, I'm about to lose my ass. I just don't know when. But, I mean, either way, some knowledge, I guess.
So I put $25 in just to try it out, just test it out to see if, like, okay, can I do this? Can I do that? So far, I did great the first few days. So far, I just got to ride the wave.
Same. I put in 30, bought a few of the stocks that were supposedly supposed to go up, and then I put the rest in Dogecoin when it was low.
Very low.
And it quadrupled, and it was Thursday. It went from 0.02, where I bought into 0.08, and I held, and then it went right back into the 2, which probably should have sold.
To be completely honest, boys, we probably should have sold when it got up to.
No, we're fucked. We should have sold.
Here's the thing. I love Doge. Like, the meme, I like back in high school.
I like money more, so.
Here's the thing. I'm getting there. It's moving. It's at 0.03. It's at 3 cents right now. It's never flatlined at that. In its entirety. So you at least know it's at least a talking point. And by the time it comes back to Monday, It might be up again.
If I see 8 cents, I'm selling completely out. I'm done.
If I see like 6, 7, I'm selling.
No, if I see 6 cents, I'm getting rid of it as soon as possible.
Yeah, I'm out on it.
But like, that's what, you know, I always told you guys I want a Shiba Inu. The only reason I want a Shiba Inu is because of the meme Doge. And I fucking love those dogs.
Fair enough. The only reason I'm not like mad is because I bought in when it was this low, so I haven't lost any money yet. I just haven't made any money.
Get right away, bud.
Speaking of dogs, I'm legitimately concerned on what he's fucking doing right now.
What is the thing?
He's exploring his new home.
Because I mean, this is his place now too.
He's got Marcus territory.
There's noises coming from the basement that sound like it should be a human moving this shit around. And I'm not sure.
And to be honest, it probably was picked up on the mic, which is clearly good. So he always wanted to come around. If you want to give, I mean, Rocco, if it's something too serious, you know for a fact Rocco will bark. He'll come up here.
I see him in there.
He's in there?
Yeah.
I wonder who the hell's downstairs.
I don't know.
Stock markets, man. Like, I mean, clearly we don't know much about it. Are we going to try to get our buddy on the line to...
I didn't even fucking talk to him. I forgot to text him. I guess I could just call him.
Cold call him. That's the best thing about it. Cold call. What you doing, Rocco? What you doing, buddy?
Let's go outside.
You go outside. I can take him out.
Yeah, that's a problem.
That's right. That is a problem.
He needs to stay inside because he's going to get all dirty.
That's true. You don't want to be. You don't be a dirty dog. So we're getting to our.
If he doesn't answer, we'll just let
him go. We're trying to call our stock insider right now, Ed.
This fucker ain't gonna answer. I guarantee he's playing Warzone.
We actually had lunch with the guy.
Yep.
Your call has been forwarded.
Ed's fragging for sure.
Ed's fragging. Yeah, Ed, I guess we can't give you out our stock information that way.
Now we'll have to just be poor.
But going back to that free market topic, because, I mean, of course, we're still deep inside the urban legend, because this urban legend should have been an actual whole entire topic of the show. There's another audio thing that I wanted to... If you guys don't understand that one, trying to explain what happened.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this lady, I'll say her name once I pull it up. On YouTube, Avalon Penrose. Well, as a normal person is trying to explain the stock market right now.
Online, we're like, what is going on with the stock market? Is there anyone who can explain this in normal person terms? And so I decided I want to do that because, like, I own stocks, so I, like, have a pretty good understanding of the stock market. And from what I understand, there are these people who are... They have lots of money, and they have hedges around their house, and they go to the market, but it's, like, not a real market, it's metaphorical, but it's real, and they go, that company is not doing well, so I'm gonna make it do worse. So they pull out some papers and they go, who wants to make a deal? They start making deals and they say, if it goes down, then I get money from you, and if it goes up, then I'll give you money.
Sell everything right now.
Not today.
Ian would suck being that last person to sell. He's getting a lot of money.
That's
why you day trade.
Went into their bank accounts, and then they also went to the market, and they were like, bye, bye, bye. The company changed it a lot, and so now the initial people, the hedges, have to give.
This year doesn't really know what's going on. at this point, I don't think she
I would does. Like to think this is a joke, but I really don't think it is.
I don't know. I'm giving her the benefit of the doubt.
So yeah, if you have any questions, just let me know.
Yeah,
I love at the end, she's like...
Like, people are actually like, damn, she knows what she's talking about.
Did you ask her any questions?
No, I did not.
We should have.
But Elon Musk did reply and said, a hedge fund that shorts is a shrubbery. I don't know if I can pronounce this fucking word.
Shrubbery?
Shrubbery.
Shrubbery?
Shrubbery.
Like a shrub rather than
oh, kind of like a shrub.
Shrubbery.
Oh, because it's a shrub and also a robbery.
Shrubbery.
Makes Elon Musk is a... that man. If any time we could talk about Elon Musk, it's always a good time. Because anytime we talk about Elon Musk, there's a good chance he might actually pop up on the show at some point. And that's, of course, what we're trying to do, boys. We're trying to get Elon Musk to come on off Fast Just Furious. Hell, we tied out an urban legend with him. I don't care if he's an alien. I want to talk to the guy.
Exactly.
And, I mean, the guy is clearly in on this actual stock market thing. He's on the little guy's side. Same with other companies such as Barstool.
He's been vocal about, they were trying to short stock Tesla at the beginning, and he was pretty vocal about hating that. And Portnoy's a big one, too, but I don't know. He's trying too hard to act like he's a normal guy. Like he's trying too hard to act like he's not a millionaire. Portnoy's got a lot of fucking money.
Oh, yeah, clearly, because, I mean, Portnoy started everything in the stocks anyway. Yeah. So,
but granted, he's a self-made guy. It's kind of why he acts the way he does, I'm sure. But Portnoy definitely... I'm
still not a big fan of Portnoy. Very credible. Whatever he's doing right now, I do support with the stock market. But it's... Free market is held loosely. It's stupid. It's ridiculous. It's... Keep it the way it's at. Bless you, Rocco. I almost called you Roscoe for some reason. Rocco. That's Rocco number one, by the way. He's the only one.
I don't really acknowledge any other Roccos.
Same here. Yeah, but this free market thing is ridiculous. It's stupid. Well, no, it's... What I'm saying by that is how they're saying it is a free market. Because it's clearly not.
Oh, no. They've already proven it, so...
No, I mean, they've proved time and time again it's not. I mean, this is the first time that they've ever shut down stocks like this. I mean, I do understand, like, I don't think, I think just the idea of, like, being able to short stocks in general is the problem. I think that is the problem. I don't think the problem is that who's doing it. I think just in general, this is something you should not be able to do. I mean, literally the three companies that they focused on were bankrupt companies, basically. I mean... And I just don't think you should be able to do that.
Imagine they started to do Toys R Us. And even the
stock they did it on Blockbuster a little bit.
They didn't. Blockbuster still has own stock.
I guess so.
So I'm pretty sure the only Blockbusters that are still around is in Alaska.
I'm not sure.
I might need to be checked on that.
There's like one that's still around. I don't know if it's...
Yeah, I know. They did it with Blockbuster, too. It went up like 600 or 700%.
600 or 700?
I mean, it was like pennies.
So yeah,
it was,
that's still
maybe I'm wrong. It may not have been 600.
But even they, even because they're calling for regulation.
I think I probably were shot that, but...
That Thursday night with Dogecoin, they did the exact same thing. They paused. We're like, oh, you can't really...
Can't
buy anything. Gosh, this beer's getting too
much. Which I think that one's ridiculous because that's not even a...
It's crypto.
Well, no, that's not even... It's not even a physical thing. I mean...
It's a meme. It legitly is a meme.
Pretty much.
A meme in stocks. Hell, honestly, I still wish I could have gotten on Bitcoin when that thing first started.
Oh, everyone does. It's...
I want... Because I know you always hear those stories where, like, oh, people were, of course, getting Bitcoin. Head on a flash drive, boom, gone. Like they lost it.
Forgot
it's like
the password to it.
We should go on a scavenger hunt to find Bitcoin.
You got a lead? I'll go with you.
I'll always lead, bud.
No, do you have a lead for one right now?
I can find a lead. I can try to. I can search the dark web.
Should have started
Stoinks.
Search the
Stoinks dark web. I can search the dark web.
Harker's about to sneeze again.
Well, yeah, I'd be sneezing if I'm laying like that too. Rocco, he's going to be... Okay, can he be the mascot of Not Fast Just Furious?
Calm down with it. I mean, he's going to be here, and I don't think you're going to keep him away from us. So.
No. You know what would be funny, too?
He's a big baby.
Would you...
Kind of my fault, but...
Would you... I mean, look at how he's lying.
He does this all the time.
That's badass. You should get... I mean, not a tattoo, of course, but you should shave us for NFJF somewhere.
I don't know about that.
Just give him a little sweater that says it.
Yeah,
okay. I mean, you put that. What'd you put on him?
Oh, bro, you put like sweaters and shit on him. He gets fucking pissed.
He just sits there. And
yeah, he won't move. He'll just sit there and stare at you.
Get him a little.
That's perfect. That's what we need him for.
Yeah, then we're making calls.
Exactly. To do that when we do this, we need to be like maybe sitting on the armrest 1 week, or that armrest, or on the top of the couch another week.
So you're turning this.
He's getting really tired. He wants to go to sleep.
Oh, it's all Rocco. It is. The night is still young.
It is rough as bedtime.
Yeah, this is about the time when it goes to bed, too.
So our dogs, like, cycle to go on the same...
If you can get them on a schedule.
Well, yeah, I mean, with my dog, Bo, like, he'll do the exact same thing. That dog sleeps constantly, and he's also a pain in the ass. I love him.
Sleep.
All dogs are pain in the asses, but you always love them. But still, that...
Doinks. I'm going to keep playing with the stock market. I think it's fun.
It's very
maybe hard. If we get enough involved in it, we can like start doing maybe like a mini episode or something to talk about it.
I mean, I'm cool with that. I just wish like I knew more about it. So I got to keep doing more research. Of course, everybody should be researching it because it's an easy way to make money. It's an easy way to lose a lot of fucking money too, though. And thank you too. Why is it that everybody can do it anywhere in the world, but yet, sports gambling is illegal?
Yeah, I do agree.
It doesn't make sense because I feel like I know for a fact. You guys might think I'm talking on my ass. I know for a fact I can make more money in sports gambling than I can on the stock market. Dude, Rocco is intrigued on what you're doing over there, but so we'll transition to that too because we're gonna do stocks. We're gonna keep doing it. Like Trav said, we might do mini episode, mini series on doing the stoinks. But at work, I work in radio. We all know that by now. I don't know if you guys know that. If it's your first time listening, I work in radio. There's boxes of chocolate that is laying around.
And I don't think this goes bad.
I don't know. It's over a year old. It's Russell Stover's. Not even a year old yet. In April, it'll be over a year old. April 20th to 20th.
It'll be a year old or a year expired?
That's a good question. That's a very good question. It'll probably be a year expired. Past the date where you're supposed to eat it. We're going to taste test these things. Do that real quick. I mean, of course, we got our lagers. Well, we really don't have a lager. We just have beer.
I mean, that's technically a lager.
Yeah, that's true. It's
actually, true. I don't know if Genuine Draft's a lager. That's not. I know Miller Lite is. I don't know if Genuine Draft is a lager or not.
You sure Coors Light's not a lager?
Coors Light's not a lager. It'll be a year expired.
No, I don't so think April 1st, it'll be a year expired. That's an April Fool's joke, man.
That's not bad,
though. It's a joke.
It'll be...
And it's milk chocolate Russell Stover's. We're just going to taste test these things.
It'll be oxidized, but it'll be edible.
That just if it's white, I wouldn't eat it.
I don't think
you are, like... high enough rank to tell me what to do.
Okay, alright. We're gonna crack open this bad boy.
Alright.
What are the flavors that we got?
I got the little chocolate guys right here.
There's also one on the back of this. Alright, so there's milk chocolate caramel.
Oh, stupid. Miller's a Pilsner, not a lager.
Milk chocolate pecan delight. There's a milk chocolate truffle, which I do want to try that. And also, there's milk chocolate peanuts, milk chocolate nut caramel, and milk chocolate toffee. You can get me one of these bad boys that look like this. Which I don't think we should eat the ones that have the discoloration.
They're oxidized. It's edible. How many?
You have any truffles up in there?
How many of these MRE unboxing videos on YouTube do you watch?
I mean, this is a truffle, right?
That's a truffle.
There you go, bud.
No, these are multiple. Are you guys doing truffle? I will do either. I'll do milk chocolate caramel.
It tastes old.
No, this is really gross.
It tastes old. The caramel wasn't stretchy.
I don't know if I'm going to finish eating this.
No, I'm not finishing this.
I'm going to finish eating mine.
I need to spit this out, probably.
You guys want some milk chocolate peanuts?
Nope, I'm good.
I don't know if I want to eat milk chocolate.
I get these boxes to myself, then?
I'm going to just want to...
Yeah, you can have
them. I'll take that. I'll figure out a way to throw it out.
Rocco wants them so bad.
No, you can't eat that. Yeah, we probably
need popcorn. Buddy, you can eat whatever you want. You eat plastic and aluminum foil. Okay, you look at him. He's going to go hunt right now. We'll find them snacks. Yeah, that was not okay. It tasted really powdery. I'm out on that.
We kind of got this sprung on us by Kramer, too.
Yeah. It is what I went to his work today. And kind of saw, I've never been in a radio station, so we kind of went and sold. Where'd you throw them?
Put them on top of the trash.
Oh, God.
It's not going to go anywhere.
He'll be in there trying to get them.
Oh, man, that was gross. You really like that?
I don't like it.
It's kind of like the soup. The soup was there. It's weird.
There's a difference.
Gosh, that was not good. Yeah, you can have the other box, too. Oh, how about this? Easy giveaway.
Right, yeah, there. We'll ship it to you if you want it. Hit me up on Twitter.
No, how about this? If you unsub to us, we'll give you a box of chocolate.
No. We can't do that because everybody will start unsubbing us because they just get free
no
stuff
one,
for
no,
unsubbing.
No, no one should want this shitty box
no,
of chocolate.
No, that's the thing. If you want the chocolate, let us know. DM us right when you listen to this episode. If you want this old Russell Stover, we got it right here. It has not been opened yet.
I just want to do another quick shout out to Kramer for getting me this bitchin' headband.
Hell yeah.
It was free swag from the radio station. Shout out to them.
Yep.
Representing them always with my new beanie too.
Alt-965, that's what that beanie is.
The Buzz.
That's what it used to be. It was called The Buzz. But
my beanie's a little dated.
That was not good.
Up here, buddy.
Like, so, hey, come on, guy. So when you bit into that caramel... That didn't stretch?
No.
There's another one.
I feel like the peanut, the chocolate covered peanuts would be the best ones to have to eat.
I don't know. When peanuts go bad, they go bad.
Really? I never thought.
Peanuts go bad, they go bad.
They do?
They do.
You're gonna have so much hair on this couch when you sleep on it tonight.
Just, oh, I don't sleep on the couch. I sleep on the chair.
You're really gonna sleep on that fucking chair now.
I'm gonna prop my legs on that.
You gotta share that blanket and prop your legs on it.
Well, no, that's my blanket.
Why is it only your blanket?
Because I grew up with that blanket.
What have you done on that blanket?
A lot of stuff on that blanket has happened.
Can I just urge you to try this?
Soup of insides. Let me try.
Just fucker. Spit it out. It's the square ones with the little swirls in the corners.
You want?
Nope. Those are the peanuts. Try peanuts. They weren't good.
You already tried one?
Yeah.
Oh, I missed my mouth.
I'll actually finish this.
Why can't I make my mouth?
You don't have a choice. If you don't finish a peanut, I will berate you.
No, here's the thing. Went to a Royals game. Of course, by peanuts. By peanuts. Had a letter for a year old. Cracked them open. Boom. I could eat those. I could eat those peanuts.
You only eat the peanut with the shell?
No.
What the hell?
Do you eat the
peanut? You don't just pop it on him?
No, do you eat the peanut with the shell?
It's more salt than
you fucking weirdo.
What? No, no.
I do.
You don't
I
eat the peanut it. Shell.
I don't eat the peanut shell.
You're fucking weird.
How am I weird? That's... Are you...
I forgot he had on a fucking headband. No, I don't eat the fucking peanut shell.
Do you eat the peanut shell for real? Bullshit.
I don't think you can.
I mean,
well, I have. I'm still here.
So, so if I'm going to give you a peanut with a shell on it, are you eating the entire thing right now?
If you somehow have one peanut to give me to eat, I'm not eating it. I don't know where you've got that.
No, if it's packaged. I'm just saying, peanut in the peanut package, are you going to eat the peanut? Are you going to crack the peanut shell open, or are you actually going to eat the whole entire thing?
I was just complaining how Rocco won't get off my lap, and I was told that we should just cuddle and podcast at the same time and change it to not fast, just cuddling.
That's pretty good.
Do you like coffee?
Toffee or coffee?
Coffee.
I'm not eating another piece of that kit.
The toffee's really good.
All right.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Are we done with stoinks?
No, we already switched over to the eating the thing. We're done with stoics.
I would like...
I mean, we could call our other insider on the...
have another insider? Oh, we do!
Yeah, JC.
He won't be on tonight.
He won't be on tonight. Damn.
I haven't talked to him about it.
Just call him.
So, we had guests lined up. We've been trying to get guests
lined up. Yeah, and all the guests ditched us last
I mean,
morning.
There's one guest I know for a fact. If I just call him right now in the middle of the blue, he will answer.
Who?
No.
Vink. You want to talk to Vink about stocks?
You know what? Hold on. Let me show him a text first because I don't know what the heck. Bink is a crazy man. He gives me
sleep. He might be asleep.
Here's the thing. Bink is a father figure to me.
I thought I was.
I'm older than you.
So? It's more of a stepfather figure.
I need to get that taste of bad chocolate out of my mouth.
Fucking baguette.
Made a quick stop at Walmart to get the essentials.
I had to get beer
and, yeah, Sprite. But Bink's a father
give
figure
him a
to me.
Piece. Look obviously, how bad he wants a
I'm
piece.
I'm obviously giving this dude a piece.
Okay, let us know what y'all think in the comment section on anything, or just message us on what you guys think of Rocco, because he's completely
or the new setup.
Our new setup, too. That's also good.
We definitely need to get a table of some kind.
Well, I mean, yeah, we're using paint buckets right now.
Yeah, no, that's mud buckets.
Mud buckets, my bad. What's the difference?
You chew that mud.
He didn't. He didn't chew it at all.
Yeah. All right, as we wait here, let's do a would you rather real quick.
You got them, Zachary?
Oh, don't let that fall back there.
Yeah, I know.
Sorry, Zach, because I have you do everything this week. It's usually Travis doing everything on the podcast. We're having you do it.
I was busy this week.
Yeah, Travis has been busy. I fucks with the dwelling.
Dwelling is badass.
We need to get doors done tomorrow. I don't have no doors.
I have one pretty...
Okay.
There's not even a door in the bathroom. But
yeah, I have a curtain that's big enough to cover the bathroom screwed up to the wall.
He literally called... No, he didn't call anything. He literally has a curtain. I think it's a shower curtain. I don't know.
No, it's an actual like curtain for a window. Like, it's just fucking huge. It
looks like a shower curtain. But a few minutes before we're setting up, all you hear is the drill going... And I look over, Travis is drilling the curtain to the wall because, of course, there's no door
there
yet.
Door.
And plus, we're supposed to have people over a little later on that may would like to have privacy when they
well,
do.
Well, I mean, a bunch of guys, like, I don't care, but, like, if girls start coming over, I want them to at least have some kind of door. They still probably won't piss here, but
least,
I just wanted to, like, just the principle of me try and act like a nice guy.
To be fair.
To be fair. Rockley,
the bathroom is literally the best place in this house.
Right? No, it is the nicest part of the house.
Besides the tub looking a little bit, I mean, dirty, of course. But it's a
yeah, tub. Well, I need to get the... I gotta buy a few pieces to put it together that I can actually, like, run the tub and clean it out.
But yeah, no, the dwelling is bad freaking ass. I'm not sure if Big will message me back. It's been a couple
of
days.
Yeah, we can move on. Where do you want to go?
Let's go to the moon. Would you rather?
I got a pretty good one. Would you rather your favorite show have a bad ending, but be, like, just, all right, here, just have a bad ending, or just, like, get canceled on a cliffhanger?
Lord. I would say bad endings, at least you know.
Same.
But, if it ends on, so it just ends completely on a
like, canceled.
No oh, yeah. It up. Yeah, if it's that bad in order for it to get canceled, because I'd be pissed if I actually enjoyed the show.
No, halfway through the season, ends on a good cliffhanger.
He's just eating a big thing.
So kind of like Gallivant on ABC.
Don't know that.
It's funny. It's really good. I actually enjoyed it. And boom, gone. I don't know. I'd probably... I want to be captivated. No, I'm going to do like it ends like that. Because, like, if it's bad the entire time...
You're a monster, dude.
I mean, it's happened to me before, so why not keep it the tradition going?
It's not a good tradition to keep. Somewhere.
Well, I mean, clearly it's not a good tradition, Zach, but it's something that has been happening at least once, maybe twice. I feel like there's another show that it happened like that. It'll come to me later on.
I've got one more.
I'll just do more than one. More than two.
Do what?
Do more than two. There's three of us. Yeah. Do three
total. So you have to do three. All of our stories.
Would you rather have no voice or have your tongue chopped off?
So no voice, you can't speak at all, or you can actually mumble without a tongue. I feel like you can manage to talk without a tongue.
You can. Some words.
But honestly, because I need my voice for what I do and for a living.
Yeah.
So I technically need to have the no tongue.
We could have a podcast either.
Couldn't podcast either.
It could be a film only. We're all talking in sign language.
Oh, God damn it!
That would actually be bad.
Farted
over there. Yeah, I would do it to where it's my tongue is off because I still need to at least make some sort of noise, even if it's mumbling.
Smells really bad over here.
I don't know. Dude, you had some farts earlier. That was gross.
No, like, yeah, I would definitely say, like, I'd just rather not be able to talk. I think it's just more complicated.
So you can always write stuff down.
Yeah, it's true.
But that's not a... I mean,
well, I'm illiterate, so...
You can't read them on the inside. You can never read them on the outside.
I'm definitely ordering Domino's, by the way.
Hell yeah. Alright, what's the next one, bud? You're getting sober. You're sobering up yourself with eating that bread, bud.
Oh, ketchup.
I'm about to
You just up. Want me to order it?
Might as well. Order the pizza.
This one's kind of basic. You're drunk. Would you rather order Taco Bell or pizza?
If you're drunk, order Taco Bell or pizza.
Pizza all the way.
Oh, I think I'm going pizza.
I don't know, man.
Last bite.
I don't know, because I love Taco Bell. But you can also order enough food to where it fills you up just right then and there. If you order the pizza, and if you're drunk, you gotta make sure, because I mean, I'm the type of guy that if I get pizza and I'm done eating, I put it in the fridge. So
see, yeah, I wish my fridge was working, because if we don't eat all this pizza, we're just gonna have to throw it away.
Basically. Well, no, the outside
of the
fridge.
You guys don't eat pizza that's been left out?
No, I can't do it. Oh, no, we can, if it's left out, you can obviously.
You want pizza left out? There's little Caesars in there from yesterday sitting on the.
You can put it in the microwave.
Overnight,
put it in the microwave, it should be fine. But it's not ethical to do it that way, though. So
ethical?
Ethical.
Don't tell me what's ethical with eating pizza.
Sorry, I used that. Is that Rocco or is that you?
That was Rocco.
Right. Rocco. Rocco's badass for that one.
I'm an American and I reserve the right to eat pizza how I want.
You can do whatever you want, but for me, I'm hoping my drunk ass is good enough to put the pizza box in the fridge. Hopefully I shut the fridge too. And is able to, you know, go to bed and wake up and I have pizza left over. Therefore, I'm actually going to do, because, I mean, that seems like too much work for me, especially as a drunk person at the time. I'm definitely doing Taco Bell. Because, granted, it sucks not having grilled cheese burritos right now. So they need to have them back as soon as possible. I'm definitely getting Taco Bell because of the beef quesadillas. The fact that they're on the menu again. Well, they're not in the menu. They're on the...
They're orderable.
They're orderable.
I might be like a high functioning drunk, but like I have no problem disordering pizza and putting it in the fridge.
Bro, I don't have a mailbox or nothing, so I'm scared if I order pizza, they're not going to know what house it is.
But here's the thing.
I'll stand outside.
Don't you have numbers on your house, on your dwelling?
Fuck if I know. I don't pay that much attention.
Bro, they won't be looking for numbers.
I'm just going to tell them it's a brick house.
It's a brick house. Just order it from up there. Order it to your house up there.
Fuck that. I ain't going over there.
Yeah, your dad probably would want some pizza, too.
Mark, you want some beer?
Was that the last one? Last would you rather?
My last one, unless you guys have them.
Sure, I can one real quick. Okay. Would you rather own a dog or a cat? You can only pick one. Only pick one.
I don't want no fucking cats.
What's the living situation?
What are you about to live? You can only pick one animal. Either a dog or a cat. I'm going dog. And I know, this is a tough one for Zach because he does have a cat and a dog.
I love Luna, but I think I'm going to go cat. Cats are like a lot less maintenance.
Is this the fucking 19th century? They can't use fucking Apple Pay for pizza?
I mean, it's true that
how primitive.
Yeah, it's fucking like that's like having fucking cords on your headphones still.
Easy on that. I still have cords on my headphones.
How primitive.
How primitive.
I don't want to freaking spend $150 on freaking AirPods that aren't even the earliest generation that's possible. So it's like, good.
You should make the leap, man.
No, I'll have someone else help me with that leap. But no.
You're gonna have someone steal them for you?
Like change
or someone buying for me?
No,
I'm going.
If you steal my AirPods, I'm beating your ass.
I'm going to dog because of what we've seen earlier with Rocco. He was just chilling, loving up on Shrab, knowing that that's his papa.
Yeah, he's fucking annoying.
I love that man.
What about earlier?
Look at him right now. He's just waiting for someone to give attention to him.
He's passed out. He's asleep.
Is he?
Yeah, he's asleep.
That little fucker is asleep.
He's not asleep.
No, he's closing his eyes right now. He's probably like, get these motherfuckers shut up.
I gave him a couple hits of bread.
No, he's about to chill with us all night. He's about to chill with us all night. We're going to watch Always Sunny after this podcast.
Marathon.
Yeah. Marathon of Always Sunny.
Oh, you want
to...
Oh, and... further. You can lay
Kramer and I are going to be the first people to sleep over in the house. Separate bed.
I'm not even sleeping over here tonight because I don't have anywhere to sleep. So sleeping
get your damn air mattress and lay it right here.
Lay it and sleep with the homies.
You're going to just let two random bozos just chill over here and sleep.
You know what? That was you or the dog. The free reign of the house.
It's a little cold. And if you guys touch my fucking thermostat, I swear to God.
Give me a blanket.
So you're cold right now.
Yeah, you don't even have a blanket.
You're cold right now?
I'm actually a little cold.
Take me back to Walmart. I'll buy a blanket.
You literally said that we could actually turn up the thermostat a little bit more.
I can. You don't touch my thermostat.
Here's the thing. What Zach and I are going to do, I can't actually tell you right now. But everything would be okay, because you told me where it's going to be at. Because that's why I kind of haggled you about the thermostat. The
thermostat? Yeah, I can see it from here.
Yeah, the thermostat.
It's just in the hallway. I can't hide it.
No. Like, from what I was talking about with keeping it and regulating the temperature.
Oh, yeah, because Kramer didn't understand how it first. He's like, well, yeah, but it gets colder at night. I was like, yeah, but it's still going to be 65 degrees. And he's like, well, no, because then it's going to dip below that. And I'm like, yeah, and then the house is going to warm it up because the furnace...
But it's how you said it beforehand. You're like, oh, yeah, it's set at 65, so it's going to stay at 65. Like, no, it won't because the furnace will go off. Then it'll kick back on when it drops below that number. And it'll come back up to it.
Good boy.
Because therefore, it'll make it cold for at least 15 to 20 to 30 minutes.
We'll see.
You know that. You know that.
Nope, not sure. I'm happy he calmed down. He was being a prick earlier.
You gotta love him. Rocco is the...
He's a good boy.
He's gonna be... I bet you anything.
Keith is beginning to prepare our order. Fuck yeah.
Hell Keith. Yeah, Keith. Is it Keith, Toby Keith?
I don't know. Fuck it.
That'd be kind of weird if it was Toby Keith. He went from being a country singer...
Another random highlight from Friday wasn't even the bars. Is doing a DoorDash order with the boys.
Yeah, Zach is now a certified
DoorDash. Yeah, you're a DoorDash... That a boy.
There was literally no background checks. I just had to give them my email.
Why would you have to say that right now? Like, there's no background checks. You don't think about that now? That's scary.
Yeah, you don't want to be delivering your food.
Some random bozos out there getting my food. And
I take pride in my work. Other people don't.
I don't know if I can do this podcast setup. I'm getting way too casual right now. Like, I'm just laying out.
No, we're going to... Hey, that's good.
chilling. I mean, I'm straight
having over. Having a few brews. And that, to be honest, sorry to cut off the thing. We were kind of prepping ourselves by sitting at the...
That booth sucks.
At Jairus's. But hey, that booth kept us going. Because
I'm just fucking laying out
back to DoorDash.
We did one DoorDash. That was the only grab DoorDash. I'll have a beer.
MGD, boy.
Which one?
MGD. Oh, Rock, there goes Smoothie's going. You about to buy a beer over you.
We've only done one DoorDash so far. It's gone all right. We didn't get murdered. We didn't murder anybody. But we'll just keep you up to date. Anything cool happens.
I don't think anything cool will happen, but...
You never know.
Woo! Brad Sports World. Hell yeah!
Alright, Kramer wanted to do a Sports World today.
I did want to do a Sports World. Came right in time with the beers.
Oh, yeah.
Boys. So we really can't give our predictions on Super Bowl for next week because of how quick it is to turn around, because when our shows go out on Sundays, it happens to be on the Sunday of next week, it's the Super Bowl. We all know this. So, we're going to give our Super Bowl predictions. It's going to be the Chiefs versus the Buccaneers, Tom Brady versus Patrick Mahomes. You can even say Travis Kelce versus Gronk, Tyreek Hill versus Mike Evans.
You're stretching it. Gronk is not what he was.
Oh, no, I'm not saying the tight end positions to the wide receiver positions, the best at their positions right now, because of Cameron Brate, you really want to say, oh, Cameron Brate versus Travis Kelce. Does that actually have a highlight name put out there? No, you want to put Gronk and Kelce right
and watch
there.
Gronk drop three passes and then just block the rest of the game.
Pretty much. Cameron Brate's most of their block tight end, but because... Gronk this year. I mean, he did decent for his comeback tour.
He actually had a good year. It's just like with him, you expected a lot more.
I do like the fact that Ryan Succop is the kicker for the...
Yeah.
And he was a former Chief. Also, a little bit of a highlight, too. Leonard Fournette, running back for the Buccaneers, if you didn't know that. Daryl Williams, probably be the backup. Or he may actually be the starting running back because of how he did last week with Clyde Edwards-Helaire actually playing as well. Both those guys went to LSU.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be a good talking point as well if they haven't already mentioned it for the upcoming week and the return. So, boys.
I want Zach to start.
Well, I'm going to say, last week, let's talk about how last week went, because I clearly said the Bills and clearly said the Packers. Both those teams did not officially make it. What did you guys have?
I mean, I wanted to see the Bills, but I figured the Chiefs would make it. Buddy, come on. Hey. We're walking around. You can hear your Paul and your pitter patter. It's annoying.
Hey, Paul, fuck banger your ass, Rocco.
No, I thought Packers Chiefs, but I wanted to see Packers Bills. I didn't want to watch Tom Brady play in another Super Bowl.
Hey, come on.
It is what it is. I wish I could bet on this game, but we can't.
Well, I mean, you can do the FanDuel thing.
I might have to. I'll turn the thermostat up a little bit.
Hell yeah.
Pussy.
I have the Bucks and the Bills. 50-50. I was half right.
Yeah, you were half right. That looks... You was all in for Tom Brady last week, too.
I think I'm going to full send.
Come on, baby.
Bucks will take it.
Bucks will take it.
Oh,
you hear that here first.
We'll add another one to the pile.
How many goes you have?
Couldn't tell you. I have been a Brady fan since 08.
I'm pretty sure he has six.
He has six.
I'm pretty sure he has six. He's been there 9 times. This is his 10th.
This is his 10th Super Bowl.
He goes 7 for 10.
If he wins this one, doesn't he have more Super Bowl wins than any franchise?
I believe so. No, wait. How many does Pittsburgh Steelers have?
They have six.
They have six, and that's it. So I'm pretty sure the Steelers are the number one team that has the most Super Bowls.
Yeah. Even the better. Add to the storyline.
Looking it up.
You look that up, I'll give mine. I work with the Kansas City Chiefs, pretty much. We're the broadcasting partner.
Yep, it's six.
I honestly think there's going to be a really good game. But what really concerns me is the fact that Eric Fisher's out.
Yep.
He's going to be out for next season as well. How are they going to utilize their running backs? Because you're going to have someone block for Patrick Mahomes, because, well, that turf toe is not going to be going away.
Here you have Jason Pierre-Paul, who's actually having a fucking killer year. Vita Vey is back.
40 pretty much years old.
Yeah,
but
even
with last week, Patrick Mahomes, you could tell by the running aspects, he was good when they needed him to be because they weren't expecting him to run.
He wasn't what he normally is, though.
No, because he went 5 for 5. 5 rushes for 5 yards. Those 5 yards he got was crucial. Therefore, I really think the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are going to go out there and get it. I would like to see the Chiefs win it. Cause, I mean, it'd be kind of cool. You got to go back-to-back. Because the teams that usually do that are dynasties. So we're trying to see that with the Seahawks.
Nope, it's three Did wins to happen? Be a dynasty.
Three wins?
Three wins to be a dynasty.
Yeah, but the fact that they've also... They should have been the three Super Bowls, though. They should have been the three Super Bowls.
No, the Seahawks should have.
Yeah, Seahawks, yeah, but no, the Chiefs should have been the three Super Bowls because of D Ford lining off sides in, what, 2018, the AFC Championship game. They should have had...
Three. That was Gronk's last stand, too. Gronk fucking had a good fourth quarter.
That's very true. But I'm going to Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I went against the Chiefs a lot. I mean, I'm not saying that because I'm a Raiders fan.
Yeah, I've went against the Chiefs way too much, I think.
But it's going to be this is going to be a game that's going to be really good. This one's going to go down as history. It's probably the best Super Bowl of all time.
I'm going to say this. I don't think this game's going to go out people think. I think Tom Brady's going to have one last stand. I think he's going to have an unreal fucking game.
So, you're going to Bucks?
I think Tom Brady's going to just have a fucking day. I don't know why. I mean, he's had his inconsistencies this year and all that. I just have a feeling Brady's going to come out and he is just going to be fucking slinging it all day. And Leonard Fournette is fucking good.
See, he's good.
Kansas City can't stop.
It's also they have.
They have. They're weird.
But also, there's no running game unless it's Josh Allen for the Bills. Who did they play before that? Doesn't matter because it's.
I don't know why I can't remember who they played before.
Who they played before that? Because I think they played a team that gets the AFC Championship game.
I can't remember that.
It wasn't Titans, was it? No, it wasn't Titans.
Browns.
They stopped that running game because they didn't run. That's the thing. They did not run. No. Stupid. Well, let me call Jarrett real quick, see what who he's thinking about. Let's hope he answers. Hey, Jay.
What's up?
You're live on Not Fast, Just Furious right now. How you doing, buddy?
First time ever, huh?
Oh, yeah, very first time. So right now we're doing our Super Bowl prediction bets. Well, not bets, but who do you think is going to win the Super Bowl?
I don't know what he's going to say.
Who's
going
to win it?
Yep.
Who do I think or who do I want?
Yes.
I want the Bucks to win, but I bet the Chiefs will win.
Okay, all right. I appreciate that. Where are you at right now, bud? And on a side note, Jarrett did not tell us he was leaving at all. He just left. Left out of the blue.
Okay.
He got on a flight and said, hey, I'm going on a flight. Hey, calm down, bud. I'm talking. he just got on a flight and just left. He didn't tell us where he was going. Oh, you're at Florida right now. Jeez, you're at the ass crack of the United States.
And Jarrett is drunk. He sent me a thing and I'm drinking one crown.
I'm not drunk. I have one and I swear I got a straight crown.
Hey, wait, what are you drinking?
I said, crown apple and sprite, please. He came back straight crown, bro.
That's badass. They know how to pour the drinks were in Florida.
Fuck, bro. That's a straight Orion drink.
You got a good point. Yeah, it's a strong pour. That's how those drinks are usually.
And for the record, I did tell you fucks I was leaving.
Jay, I think you're breaking up, bud. I think you're breaking up. He's gone. We lost connection with Jay.
That's
fucking hilarious.
That's that Florida connection.
What's he doing there?
No, you know, he's having the time of his life. You know what? I'm glad Jarrett's in Florida right now.
Yeah, he deserves it.
He needs a vacation. I'm glad he's doing it with his family, too. So that helps out.
Spread the word of Not Fast, Just Furious.
I'm hoping. He's talking about getting a tattoo. That should be his first tattoo. He'll get his first tattoo with you, Trav. You'll get your tattoo.
I regret agreeing that, but it's too late.
It's too late. You can't back out. It's kind of like me with my hair. I told people on a Royal Simulated broadcast that I'm going to grow out my hair until they say the pandemic is over. That was March 5th. My hair has grown out since then. Haven't got a cut. Doing it that way. Heck, freaking Zach over there looking like Gardner Minshew right now, which is awesome.
I need to cut my fucking hair, dude. It's bad.
But it's a...
Oh, Keith's doing a quality check. How can you have the same guy do the quality check that makes the pizza?
Very good question.
That's a conflict of interest.
Because, I mean, of course, anybody who does a quality check, Keith, of course, if you forgot in the podcast so far, he's making our pizza from Domino's. So, he's doing his own quality control check. You gotta think, like, Susie needs to do the quality control check. I don't know. That's just me. So, Bucks, Chiefs, or Bucks?
Bucks.
Hey, we got it.
Hold on. I don't know why the fuck this person's calling me, but I'm going to go take this and see what
people... Okay. So, he's going off for that. Honestly, I'm going to call Jay back. I thought that was rude. I hung up on him.
It was extremely rude.
All right, I'm going to call him back.
Hello?
Hey, is the connection better now?
I think I'm in a better spot.
Jay, right, what happened? Perfect.
Huh?
Hey, so how is Florida?
It's honestly been pretty fun. It's pretty cool.
Hell yeah.
All I know is, but like, as soon as the connection kind of like disconnected, we just wanted to say that we are happy that you went there to have some fun, man.
Jay, I'm glad you're having fun, brother. You've earned a break and a vacay. Come back, we're going to hit this grind harder than ever.
It's true. So, hey, so far on your trip, what's the favorite thing you've done so far?
We went to the beach yesterday morning.
Any babes?
No, it was like 8 o'clock in the morning. It was just really cool to see.
Jay, now I saw on your Snapchat. Sorry, go ahead.
No, you can go ahead, Zach.
I saw on your Snapchat you guys were at an area by boats and there were sharks everywhere. What was that about?
There was no sharks. There was dolphins.
I can't confirm that, but did you swim with them?
No, you never swim with dolphins, Jay. Those guys are
they're
dicks.
Handsy.
I was told the dolphins are 300-pound muscles, and they would fuck me up.
Oh yeah, no, they'll actually drown you for fun.
They're like sea kangaroos.
Bro, that's what the instructor told me too.
Yeah, no, like the kangaroos. God damn it, the dolphins are dicks.
They're pricks.
Even the Miami Dolphins, the football team.
The Miami or the real ones?
Yes. Hey, have you seen Tampa Tom down there while you've been out there?
Dude, we landed in Tampa, and as soon as we left the airport, I have not seen one Tom Brady piece of merch. I haven't seen anything about Tom Brady since we left the airport.
Really? You would think that they have...
capitalizing on it.
I mean, shoot, that's Tampa for you. They barely support the damn baseball team, Tampa Bay Rays, and they made the World Series. Hell
no! They got some race stuff down here.
What about Lightning?
A couple stores yesterday. The only thing I seen on Lightning was this big ass flag at a restaurant that we went to earlier today.
Hey, did you see any Raptors players? Because they're playing there this year for NBA.
I didn't even think about that. No, I have not.
You know what's crazy? Sorry to keep you on this, but the Lightning won the Stanley Cup. The Tampa Bay Rays went to the World Series. The Bucks are in the Super Bowl. If the freaking Raptors make the NBA championship in Tampa, they might as well just move there. Because, I mean, Tampa is pretty much a hot spot to get to a championship.
Well, the Raptors are, like, one of the worst teams in the NBA right now.
I don't know.
At least last time I said, boy, they're not very good.
Yeah, they're not great.
But, Jay, we'll let you get back to drinking your straight crown apple.
Good luck with that, brother.
As we're wrapping up the podcast here soon. We got pizza on the way, which is good. And Rocco says hi.
I need to put that makeshift bathroom door to the use.
So can everybody hear me?
Yeah.
I miss you guys. I'm not going to stay in line.
Miss you too, buddy.
Miss you, Jay.
Miss you too, Jay. But guess what? You'll see us here in a few days, and you're going to be like, fuck, I wish I was back in Florida.
Exactly. You'll be sick of us soon.
That's why he left. That's why he said he got on that flight and decided, like, hey, I'm in Florida right now, boys. And I'm like, whoa, when did you say you were going to go? Oh, I didn't say that at all. I just left.
We woke up to a Snapchat of the beach.
Yeah, we woke up to a nude picture of Jay at the beach. It was tasteful. It was tasteful. I understood. He had a Corona in his hand too, which is like, I didn't know you drink beer, bud. And he's like, no, it's there for the aesthetic appeal. I'm like, ah, oh, dude, smart. You know what Tony Romo's doing. All right, Jay, have a good time.
Yeah.
Rest of your time there, okay, bud?
You guys will.
All right.
You guys be safe tonight.
Yeah, we will.
Happy birthday, Trav.
Yep, thanks, bud. Monday.
I know.
All right, love you. Bink didn't get back to me, by the way.
That's fine.
But, yeah, anything else we want to add before we put a bow on this bad boy?
I got a couple questions.
Oh, the questions.
I don't have good questions this week. I normally get some good ones.
But the questions, no matter what, how bad they are, how good they are. I actually have one, too, from one of our former teachers.
I got, why are there so many Degens and Nordies? I don't know.
No, that's a fair question.
There were a lot on Friday, but we don't know where they're coming from.
And also, why does Kramer smell like hot dog water? It's a good question.
I don't smell like hot dog water. I don't know what that is.
Someone thinks he does. I don't know who.
That's actually very, very weird. That, why is someone getting that close to me in order to try to smell me? Two, I use Old Spice Kraken, which smells amazing.
You're being really defensive right now. That's something somebody smells like hot dog water would do.
I mean, I've dipped my hand in hot dog water before, and it really burns. I wanted some hot dogs. I was going, ah!
Then I got, is Kramer gay?
No.
We care.
They're attacking Kramer. Not that I would care, but they're attacking Kramer.
Brody.
What cheese do you put on your sandwiches? I'm a big provolone guy.
Ooh, provolone's good.
I like provolone on everything. That's like cheeseburgers and all.
I'm a pepper jack guy. I like a little bit of spice to my...
Pepper jack cheese sticks are real good.
Pepper jack cheese, like the hot balls?
Yeah.
Whew. Hot balls from First Ward? Oh, amazing. I'm not gay, by the way.
He might be gay for pay. He's not gay for free, though.
We'll see what happens.
I think pretty sure we answered this like 3 times now. Which is better, ass or tits?
Yes.
I mean, I like ass.
Depends on the day.
Yeah, honestly, I do. I do enjoy titties.
Joshua's on his way with her food.
Wait, why isn't Keith?
Keith did the... I don't know what he's doing. He was trying. He kept trying to go in the bathroom when I was in there peeing. And he was getting really scared every time he touched the door.
Is that all the questions you had?
Yeah, I only had like 3 or 4.
I had one from this is on Twitter, by the way. You can obviously ask us questions on Twitter,
or you can add me on Snapchat at TravisG900, and you can swipe up on the deal. And
it's true. So CHS, Mr. George, my favorite teacher of all time. He commented, "Did the Chiefs sign Fitzmagic to back up Mahomes next year?" That is very interesting. I mean, do you know who Ryan Fitzpatrick is?
Not a clue.
He's Miami Dolphins quarterback right now that got replaced by Tua Tagovailoa. I'm pretty sure I pronounced his last name right.
I'm not even going to try to say Tua's last name. Let's just say Tua.
Tua's, it's all
hey, he entered the neighborhood. But this boy's going to be confused as fuck.
Fitzpatrick in a Chiefs uniform as a backup, that would actually be kind of nice because he did help the Chiefs in order to get to the Super Bowl last year by beating the Patriots. I wouldn't mind it. I would like to see Fitzpatrick. I would get a Fitzpatrick Chiefs jersey. And I'm not a big Chiefs guy. Yeah, usually jerseys I would get is either Tommy Townsend or Harrison Butker.
I can't say this on air, but something fucking awesome just happened, but I can't say this on air.
Okay.
Remind me not to.
Hey, so
I won't forget.
Answer real quick so we can wrap it up real quick.
Okay, so
Fitzpatrick.
I think it's a great idea because Mahomes has proven he can't get hurt.
And having a backup like Fitzpatrick. He's granted, Chapman, he was out there when he got hurt during the playoffs. So, I mean...
Yeah, I'm relying on Fitzpatrick a lot more than I am.
I'm in on Fitzpatrick more than Chad Henning. Chad Henning has time. But, yeah, I think that Fitzpatrick should definitely be a Chief. That'd be awesome.
I'm here for it.
That's all the questions I had.
I didn't have many.
I didn't take leak, boys, but this was a good podcast.
Yep.
New setup and everything. Perfect.
Which I'm sure this is going to change.
It will change.
This is not going to be permanent, but...
No.
This is just the furniture I had and what we set up, so...
Furniture that we found.
We didn't find it, we got it.
Nope, Zach got it. Everybody, like the video, subscribe, share it to a friend, do all that stuff. Hit the thumbs up button on the YouTube. Do whatever you need to do on podcast. Hell yeah, listen to old ones.
Thanks for
Join the giveaway. Join the giveaway. There's a link in the description on every single thing.
50 subscribers on YouTube, we're giving away an Off Ashes Series t-shirt.
Hell yeah.